This is Twit.
Give us a 30,000-foot view. We'll start first with SUSE, the company. How did that get started, and what's happened to it since? That, because it's like 17 acquisitions, but you don't have to do them all. Let's take the broad strokes.
Okay, we'll do the broad strokes here. So SUSE started delivering enterprise-grade Linux 25 years ago, right? So it's a long time. Seems like, which is very interesting when you look at it, because we tend to think that open source projects are very short term, right? They live, they come, they die, they get a lot of hype, and then they fade away. But Linux continues to grow. So SUSE jumped into the Linux market years ago and has been growing ever since. And as you mentioned, of course, there's always acquisitions and changes in management and so forth. But a testament to open source is that the technology lives on and continues to grow. And as you mentioned, you know, we're building new products, and they're all based off Linux, of course. And Linux itself continues to grow. I was just at the Linux Foundation board meeting last Friday, and we were hearing a report from Greg KH, and we were talking about how the current Linux kernel community continues to grow and is adding new developers and new features. So we're in a growing environment. SUSE as a company, of course, continues to grow and expand both in customers and in products and services. And we can talk about some of those in detail in a minute.
And actually, we have a question from the chat room already. I might want to get to that. What was the breakthrough project for SUSE?
What was the breakthrough project? There's been a whole bunch of them. I think as of late, the two that I would highlight that are breakthrough now are their container as a service platform. We call it CASP. And then the second one, which is more recent, is what we call CAP, or our cloud application platform.
Cool. And how long have you been involved with the company?
A lot of years. So I actually started before I had gray hair. So how many years that is, I've lost track. I joined. I actually worked for Novell back in those days. And when Novell merged with SUSE, that's when I became involved with SUSE. And then, of course, there's been acquisitions since that point. And so SUSE is now owned by Micro Focus, but I should say is very much an independent and very vibrant and growing company. And it's a great relationship with Micro Focus.
I don't know if you'd be able to talk about this since you weren't there from the start, but did the founders figure out that there must be some way to make money off of an open source product?
Obviously they did, right?
Yeah.
And some companies scratch their head. Even my neighbors and friends, when I tell them I make free software, they go, well, then how do you live and survive? And I say, well, I just have a lot of fun. There's a lot of different business models associated with open source, but obviously SUSE figured out a very good one.
Well, of course, I always say that, you know, we give it away for free, but we make it up in volume.